You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
this is the Tournament of Champions.
Kendra Middleton. Kendra is back on Monday for 4 hours.
That's sick.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Greg, your thoughts on Kendra?
Wildly popular.
Yeah.
500 comments.
Two halves of a whole idiot.
She's a wild card. I can't wait to hear a full 4 hours.
Lick her. Yes. I barely know her.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with ya?
Go.
How's that?
Right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host,
Greg, the host,
woke fisherman, Greg Hill.
One of the top 10 comedians ever.
Love him.
Here we go. Here we go. Because I didn't put...
Number one is Dolemite.
No, because I didn't put C.K. Lewis in there.
Ooh.
I did not have C.K. Lewis in the top 10.
C.K. Lewis.
Him and Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld's number one overall.
Hard pass.
Right.
C.K. Lewis.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
I'm getting ready. I was actually, making that split decision. I was getting ready to jump in, because now I'm on a bridge up top, and there was a guy down below. And so you asked that split second, and yep. I'm thinking, like, my wife's like, are you going to do it? I'm like, be careful. And then this guy, luckily, he jumped in, but I was caught in that moment.
What? So you didn't do anything?
No, I didn't do anything.
Wow.
As I was going to jump, the guy jumped in, and then...
Who, the guy on the
no,
boat?
No, some other guy
some
down
Some other
low.
Guy. Yeah. So you waited for another person
well,
to come to the
Well, I don't think I
aid.
Waited. I was...
You
I
also
was,
waited 5 minutes to get to
yeah,
the
but I also,
end of the story.
Joined by...
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Miss the lounges.
You what?
I miss the lounge.
What do you mean by the lounges?
Like going to a lounge.
Wiggy goes, I like lounges.
I do love lounges.
And Greg said, what do you mean? He's like, a lounge.
With today's guest host.
Woo! Shots fired. Boop, boop.
Kendra Middleton.
Groundhog Day is the best holiday. Can you name another country that decides what their weather's going to be like based off of some wild rodent?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what talking about.
Cover it.
Cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
It's awesome. Strap yourself in. It could be an interesting morning. Hi, Kendra.
Good morning. How's it going?
You look wide awake.
I am.
Bubbly and ready to go this morning.
Bubbly.
Any trouble? Did you go to bed early? Did you sleep? Did you sleep extra so that you're ready to go this morning? Or?
I have been so nervous that I have been pulling my fitted sheet off in my sleep. But I feel like I needed that. Guess who's back? Back again.
Yeah,
Ken,
okay.
That's Eminem. Eminem's in top five over here.
I know.
Ken can work on that for you.
Thank
so
you, Ken.
You were nervous all weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought that I would be so excited to see Curtis's bald head at 6 a.m.
Hi.
Good morning, Curtis.
Well, I mean, you certainly, there's a lot of social media talk about you. I don't know if it's all burner accounts or friends or what's going on, but.
You think I have friends?
I got messages. All weekend
wow.
About how excited the Kendra Nation is about the fact that you are a part of the Tournament of Champions. So it's Tournament of Champions week, and we somehow narrowed the wide field of very talented guest hosts down to five, the final five. And so one of each of you will be here every day this week, and we'll see what happens at the end of it. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to choose, Ricky. There's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard decision to make. Luckily, that's not in my wheelhouse. So I
understand.
Make that decision.
Yes. Now, I noticed that you brought in butter and honey this
yes.
morning. Is there some reason that we should know about? Or
okay, so yesterday was kind of a wild day. Mm-hmm. I woke up early and decided to make you guys real Southern biscuits, all right? I spent 2 hours making the dough, kneading the dough, letting it rise, hand grating the butter into these biscuits, right? They were a masterpiece.
Do you need to grate butter?
That's the secret.
The recipe called grated butter.
It melts more evenly into the biscuit.
Oh, okay.
But here's the kicker, y'all. So, pulled the biscuits out to cool, put them on the counter. Best friend's dog inhales 10 biscuits in 30 seconds. Uh-oh. Have you guys seen Anchorman? It's like when he's talking to Baxter and he's like, you ate a whole wheel of cheese and you pooped in the refrigerator. I'm not even mad. I'm actually kind of impressed.
Ten biscuits,
30 seconds, 2,000 calories.
Jeez.
The dog is in a coma in its bed on the floor. And I am just sitting here like, okay, cool. So you guys got my favorite assortment of canned biscuits, but the trick is, down south, you got to put butter and honey on it.
On the can. Oh, so we're going canned biscuits.
Oh, wow.
You guys are going to have to bring me back for the real ones.
Put them on the floor? What had the dog
do? No, the dog's huge. He's a black mouth cur.
And he climbs up on the counter?
On the counter.
Yeah, so you guys need to take him to a dog trainer.
He's not mine. But so this is the best I could do without not getting any Z's last night. Sorry, y'all.
I don't know. Points off if the biscuits are from the can. What do you think, Ken?
Definite deduction.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kendra is here all morning. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. On a side note, I believe if you are calling the show, you'll be screened by none other than Anthony Spaz Parziali. Is Spaz on the phones this morning as a call screener?
That is correct. He is shadowing Stiz. And in a perfect moment right now, Spaz spoke to Scott from Weymouth, calling in yet again.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
He's been on hold since Saturday morning.
Spaz is my guy.
Please tell me that Stanley Stiz Grimy is Spaz's supervisor. Is that the way it works around here?
That is correct.
Okay. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. You gotta start.
That's a company I want to work for.
What?
Stiz and Spaz both in like powers of positions of power.
Yeah, you'd be willing to work for that company
all day long.
Yes. All right. Well, we got a lot to cover on the show this morning. Kendra is here. Her day on the Tournament of Champions week. We will get to the leads in about 10 minutes or so. Do you have a lead?
I do.
I can't wait. I can't wait for your lead. And then we have Red Sox tickets to give away during the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I have yet another signed Julian Edelman football to give away, and I will do that during the 9 o'clock hour. So listen for that. And what else? If you want to be on, 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. I'm not taking Scott's call, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You don't want to give him a break? Allow him to talk to Kendra?
Well, it's your show.
I'm going to say no. Okay. What name did he use? He's calling Sean from Woburn.
Yeah. Well, he switched it up at least.
Yes, he is switching it up a little bit.
The alliteration is done.
I'm going to say no on that. Let's get to Ken Laird and what is trending this morning.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at findmassmoney.com. And happy Patriots Day, Greg, to you.
Yes.
Should be a holiday for many, for most. You wanted the day off, but you're working anyway.
Kudos to you. Are you still allowed to call it Patriots Day, or is that offensive to somebody somewhere?
It's Bucks Day.
Should have been a marathon today, right? You wanted it?
Yeah.
Pushed off.
Yeah. That's okay. I mean, I eventually will get there.
October.
Indigenous Peoples Day is when the marathon is, although there are some groups that are objecting to the marathon being on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Huh?
So we'll find out what happens.
Well, you got two hot teams in town right now. The Red Sox were hot. Lost yesterday a pair in the doubleheader. Still in pretty good shape, though. Two-game lead in the East, and they were the first to 10 wins, but they lose to the White Sox 3-2 and 5-1. Dallas Keuchel and Michael Kopech shut them down. But the bigger stories over the weekend were the Celtics on Saturday night.
Jason Tatum.
Outstanding game.
Your guy you wanted to trade, right?
I know. My guy I wanted to get rid of. I mean, he's unbelievable. All it takes is a public dressing down by Kendrick Perkins.
Imagine that.
The man turns into a superstar.
which I told you was going to happen right after that happened.
Did you? I don't remember
yes,
that.
Yeah, I was first in on that. Okay. Well, maybe Tangway was. I don't know. 44 points from Tatum. Nice debut as well from Jabari Parker, who seems to be like they've committed to the guy. Bulls in town tonight, 7:30 tip. And at some point during that game, Woj reported that Indiana University offered Brad Stevens a 7-year, $70 million deal and turned it down to stay as the Celtics head
coach. What's that tell you? What does that tell you right there? His extension must be for like the next 10 years.
What's he making here, Greg? Bruins 4-0 since the trade deadline. 6-3 win over the Capitals. They had the lead. They blew it. Then they came back. Nice surge in the late second period. 4 points for Brad Marchand. Now it's 700 in his career. 2 goals apiece from Bergeron and Krejci. Tuukka 20 saves. And interesting game, too, with a lot of questionable hits, Greg. So the Capitals are... There's some passion there.
The Bruins aren't peaking too early, are they? I mean, it's perfect a short time. Season, so.
No, they better get going. They're only 4 points ahead of the Rangers for that final playoff spot, so important wins.
And how about Taylor Hall has, I believe, equaled his point total that he had with the Sabres in 4 games here. So.
Yeah, all 3 of those guys look good. The additions, they have 3 games with Buffalo this week, so they should pack up some points Tuesday, Thursday, and on Friday. Today, 11:10, first pitch, no Gresham Keefe today. So, Wiggy, you better give extra time checks throughout the show.
Okay.
Nathan Eovaldi opposing Lucas Giolito. And the better news for the Red Sox is the Bombers have lost 5 in a row. The Yankees are 5-10, and they stink. Got swept by the Rays over the weekend. That's what's trending, and the lead is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Lemmy and Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Ken.
Yes, sir.
How long did it take me? 5 seconds?
Yeah, you
max.
Nailed these.
Yeah, turn that up.
AAF staple?
It was. Yes, it was. Absolutely. Kendra is our guest host today. I guess, well, can we now move on from calling them guest hosts and call them contestants for the or candidates for the job? Is that
I
all right?
I think so, although Thursday is TBD, so not all of them, but yeah.
Well, it's Tournament of Champions week, and Kendra, do you have any idea who Motorhead is or not?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more 60s, 70s kind of vibe. My parents were real hippies, like real ones.
Like legit hippies.
Yeah, like grow their own herbs and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, a little late for me, but yes, I'm aware.
All right, well, today's leads are brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring Event. It is here. And you can get complete details and find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, Hilldog, a couple months ago I wrote a column that the city of Boston had no superstars. I'm coming around on 2. I think Tatum, at least for a week and a half here, has been a legit superstar. Mm-hmm. And I think Marchand, the more I think about it, Brad Marchand is a superstar. That
he
guy
absolutely is.
And I think he's like 4th in points right now in the NHL. Interesting column from our Alex Reamer, a couple days ago, he wrote, Julian Edelman was the last Patriot superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And Barstool's Jerry Thornton got all upset about this, and he said, what about Stephon Gilmore, NFL Defensive Player of the Year, a year after winning the Super Bowl with a fourth quarter interception? So then he went on to talk about Devin McCourty. I'm not buying those two, though. Do you think McCourty and Gilmore are superstars? I don't think the
what
Red Sox...
What do you
Sox-
mean by superstars, though?
Yeah, I mean, Gilmore is...
Like nationally or just locally?
Yes, Gilmore is.
No, he's not a top 10 or 15 player in the NFL. After last year, after Diggs carved him up late in the year, he's on the decline.
I'd say he's probably, if you were to ask, like, see, I don't know what the criteria is for ranking a superstar, but if you were to ask most guys in the NFL who the top, you know, 5 corners are, I bet you Gilmore.
He's in the top 5.
I bet his name is up there.
I mean, I thought we were discounting last year because it was COVID year.
Great point, Greg.
You and Matt Light.
Do you
want
a discount superstar?
well, no, we don't want. No, I'm not saying he's a discount superstar, Kendra. I'm just saying. I mean, what do you think?
I agree with you. I think he's definitely top 5. I would say Jalen Ramsey and then probably him, right? I mean, that's got to be top 2.
Yeah.
I would have said AJ Boye a few years ago, but...
Yeah, because I don't get the whole, like, superstar. Like, what do you mean, like, superstar?
You know a superstar when
Like, Marchand is not a superstar outside of New England.
Yes, he is.
Now, maybe in Canada. Canada. Well, but if you go to, like, Chicago.
It's kind of important to the NHL.
If you go to Chicago and be like, yo, you know Brad Marchand? They're going to be like, who?
Oh, yes, they would. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
they played the cup final against them.
I'm talking about, like, the majority of just novice.
Which part of Chicago?
Southside. Just super diehard hockey fans, where I think football players are way more recognizable. People know them. So, like a Stephon Gilmore, I would agree, is in that rank.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
You're a honk like Thornton. The Patriots have no superstars. I don't know why you get upset about this. They need to build new ones.
Yeah, they do. They do. All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, over the weekend, Mike Florio had some bad news for Patriots fans, where he discussed the likely possibility of an Edelman return to the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Nothing prevents a guy from coming back. As of right now, Julian Edelman says, I was going to play until the wheels came off. The wheel came off. Well, between now and November or December, they can put the wheel back on. That's what wheels do. I checked with the league. Since he's been cut, he won't be tested under the PED policy. He can go use whatever he was using when he got busted 3 years ago. Do what you have to do. Take what you have to take. Get yourself back to the point where your knee's in good shape. Cycle off. Show up. Get tested. Be clean. Play for the Buccaneers. Pursue what for him would be Super Bowl number 4. I am going to be surprised if that doesn't happen.
The most connected guy in the NFL would be, quote, surprised. If Julian Edelman did not hop on a bunch of juice, cycle out, and then go to the Bucs.
A2 Brutus. If he does that, he will never be forgiven, ever, Curtis.
I don't think you're wrong, but I really believe that for someone to retire now, that's all well and good. Mm-hmm. But in August, Wiggy, you can speak to this better than anybody, you start missing the game.
Oh, yeah.
When everybody's back there, training camp, all your boys are getting together. He's watching Brady, Gronk, and the Buccaneers, getting ready to repeat.
No.
I can see it happening.
No.
Weeks.
He's not that kind of a guy. He wouldn't do it.
I hope not. I heard them talking about it, about Edelman and how fans would react to him if he came. If he came back and went to Tampa Bay, I think a lot of people here would look at Julian Edelman like, really?
Like, you're fraudulent.
Like, really?
Yes. No, I can't see it. I cannot see it happening.
You dated me for all these years, yeah. And you just was like, and then you go and have sex with my sister down
right.
in Tampa
okay.
Bay.
Right.
But Greg, you're as connected to Gronk as anybody. He basically gave you the massage of all massages during the show. And you said Gronk was never coming back.
Right.
So dead wrong on that, and you'll be dead wrong on this.
Yeah, I hope I'm
But I think Gronk's was a little, he was like a little head faking when he retired.
Your hands are so, they're so soft and supple.
I think a lot of people felt like Gronk was coming back.
But the issue is that with Gronk, he had to be traded by Belichick.
True.
The Patriots outright released Julian Edelman. So if Edelman wants to play, he doesn't have any red tape. He can just go wherever he wants.
That is true.
No.
Well, how does that feel?
That feels pretty good.
I will not.
Yeah.
If you could go a little lower.
Jesus.
I will not be able to handle that. Mentally, yeah. I cannot handle that. All right. Is it time for Kendra's very first lead on the program? I think so. All right. Let's do it.
Wow. Okay. So I was going to talk about Michael Kopech, but I figured we would get into that. I know you guys love a good Florida man meme, a good Florida man story. So I thought that I would talk about, you hear about people talking about UFO sightings in Florida, that kind of stuff. A Florida woman claims that she saw a dinosaur running through her yard this weekend. She said that there is no possible way that it could have been a bird.
Really?
At 3:40 in the morning.
3:40 a.m.?
That's
suspect, by the way, but go ahead.
She is convinced that it was a raptor.
Uh-huh.
In case you were wondering if drugs are alive and well in Florida, they always are. This woman called Fox 35 News, and she said, maybe I've watched Jurassic Park one too many times, but I see a raptor or some other small dinosaur in my yard. Dinosaur gate, stay woke. Florida
flying
man is alive and well.
Yard.
Raptors don't fly.
Oh. Well, she said 3:40 in the morning. She had night vision goggles on?
There is no possible way that it could be a large bird. I'm sticking with raptor myself.
Elon Musk, that's your boy. Isn't he building Jurassic
Park? He's building a real Jurassic Park. Maybe he's starting. He's doing the experiments in Florida. Maybe.
Dinosaur gate.
Yes. Could have been Ordway.
Maybe. I mean, anything's possible. It's possible that there's one lone dinosaur that is running amok in Florida.
She
one
probably
family
saw
or
a
something.
Gator or something like that. She's in Florida. Let's be honest.
What if the aliens dropped off a dinosaur?
That's a real stay woke moment. Yes, wow. You're right about that. All right, Kendra, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, so I was listening to the award-winning Ken and Curtis show this Saturday, and I heard a lot of great debate on a lot of good things to Julian Edelman as far as if he were to come back, with how would the fans view him. But one thing stood out on the show to me that I was like, whoa, this is news to me, and I would love an explanation from it. It came from none other than Chris Curtis when he said that Belichick is coaching different now. And I said, and I was driving in my truck, and I said, what is Bill doing different that he's never done over the years? Because I was listening, and I didn't get the point of, you were saying that Bill Belichick is coaching Cam Newton differently than he coached Tom Brady, but Bill has always been the same type of coach.
Okay, so you think that the way he spoke about Cam Newton this season was the mm-hmm. same way he spoke about Tom Brady?
Well, I would say this. Is the same way he speaks about certain guys. And I've heard him speak about other guys before that. He looks in a way, because he speaks about every player differently, right?
Well, I'm talking about the quarterback position.
Well, yeah, and I would say he's consistent. That
how?
Because he spoke about Cam differently than he did Brady, but we've seen him talk about players the same way he talks about Matthew Slater versus somebody else, or Rob Gronkowski versus Julian Edelman. And so that's why I was kind of listening. I'm like, Bill has always been the same guy. The only thing I think he did differently is just that he was more upfront about praising Cam.
Well, don't you think he
that was handled the entire point of what I was saying?
Yeah, but that's not different. That's what he's always done.
Don't you think he handled Cam Newton with kid gloves?
Yes.
Okay.
Where he didn't have
has he ever done that for any other player?
Yes, he has. Certain players. Ooh. I think when you say kid gloves,
Agreed to it.
No. But it's it's not really kid gloves. It's praising guys, right? We've heard him wax poetic about Matthew Slater. Mm. We've heard him wax poetic about, say, Dante Hightower. Certain players he does it with. We heard him do it with McCourty.
But with Dante Hightower and Matthew Slater at their specific positions,
right,
they've been excellent when he praised them.
Right.
Cam Newton was not excellent, and he praised him.
Right, but I think what Bill does is Bill praises guys that he has a certain, I don't want to say a certain love for, mm-hmm. but a certain feeling like, this is my guy. We didn't hear him praise Gronk that much, right? Because he had issues with Gronk. And I think he had issues with Brady. That's why he didn't praise him. And that's who Bill is.
But if you listen to Brady, all he wanted was to be praised and he'd still be here. And Belichick decided not to do that, let Brady leave, win a Super Bowl, and now he has Cam Newton, who he praises left and right, despite the fact that he sucks on the field.
Right, but Brady should know, Bill is only praising certain guys that he has a certain love for.
Nobody works harder than Cam does.
And Curtis, correction, all he wanted was to be praised and to run the entire organization. That's a quick correction.
That failed in Tampa.
Tom Brady.
I think you have to handle Cam Newton with kid gloves, though. He has kind of a fragile ego, and he's kind of a loose cannon. I think you kind of have to give him that praise for him to kind of feel like he is the best on and off the field. You know what I mean?
Well, he's a grown man. I mean, he wasn't the best on the field.
But he does have a fragile ego.
Yeah.
So I think that you kind of do have to handle him with those kid gloves.
But it's about how Bill feels about you. That's what it is. Like, if Bill feels a certain way about you, he gives you more praise than when he does it, no matter how good you are. We've seen it with Gronk. We've seen it with other players. Like, wait a second. Why is he praising this other guy and not, like, praising? It's just certain players that come across to him like it's about team first rather than me. And when you come with the me, you don't get those praises.
All right. Well, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
It is vaccine day here in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Anyone over the age of 16 can go out today and get a vaccine. In fact, there are appointments right now that remain available on some of the pharmacy websites like CVS and Walgreens. Not sure whether or not you'll be able to navigate your way through the state's website and get yourself an appointment at the Hines or somewhere like that. But that's good news. Also, good news from Fauci over the weekend, Ken. Well, Wiggy, your guy Fauci has determined that there is one activity that is safe at this point, thanks to vaccines, and it's flying on an aeroplane. Here is Dr. Fauci over the weekend.
Right now, flying is because of the HEPA filter, because of the use of masks at the level of infection in community. It is a risk to fly, but it's a small risk. The more infection you get in the community, the greater the risk. Okay. So if we get more and more people vaccinated, by the time we get to the summer, the risk of flying will be even less than it is now.
Great.
Wow.
Okay. If you eat your vegetables, you might be able to fly.
Where are we dropping, boys?
Are you, like, the way in which they spitball these things, and they must decide together in a group over the weekend, which activity are we going to tell people it might be okay to do? They say, let's go with flying.
Right.
People have been flying for a year. Let's go ahead and tell everybody that it's okay to fly now.
Well, that's because his personal assistant goes, hey, Anthony, the money just came through from JetBlue, Delta, American Airlines, United. Well, you know what the safest activity out there is, people? It is flying.
It's now okay to fly.
I guarantee he's getting paid from the airlines for that one.
Jesus. Wiggy and I are going to Verdansk.
Of course, you know we are. That man is getting paid by the airlines. How much you think he got for that?
I have no idea. I mean, Ken, what is it? What, he's the highest paid government employee. Does he need a side hustle? I don't
probably
think
would do it for free. I mean,
well, he got $1 million for saying there's science. So come on, do it.
No, he got a prize. He won some kind of.
Is that what they're called now?
He won a science prize or something like
that. Science prize.
It's like don't call it a donation. Call it a gift.
A prize. All right. Those are our suggestions for the leads this morning. And Kendra is here, her day to shine during the Tournament of Champions Week. And I was criticized for bringing up Kendra and others on Friday when there was a guest host in here. So during the day today, am I allowed? I mean, are you going to be offended if I mention who your competitors are?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely not. I think that these women are all so fantastic. I've gotten so many kind messages from people, made new friends. I know I said the other day that I want to go out and get drinks with these girls, but no, I think they're all fantastic. We should talk about them. We should celebrate them. Every girl like deserved a spot here, so okay with it.
So let's go over the rest of the week. Who's in tomorrow?
Elaine is in tomorrow.
Okay.
Elaine Cavallari.
Yeah, Elaine tomorrow.
Wednesday is Mego.
Yeah.
And then Thursday is TBD.
Right. I want to know.
Well, see, the issue is that some people remain working for other organizations, and there needs to be a way in which that is approached with the utmost in respect for the other organizations.
So it's pretty fancy, huh?
Is it Dale and Nesson?
But isn't that like a disservice to the ones that are actually coming in? Like,
what do you mean, is it a disservice to them?
Like, it's like, you think about this, right? When you look at, so Kendra's here. She's doing everything she can, and, you know, whatever issues that are on the side, like, she's saying, I'm coming in every day. I want this. If somebody else is like, well, I don't know if I can, if I can't.
People are under contract.
Right. Well, if that person is, then maybe that person shouldn't be trying to come for this.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, that's
shots fired. Boop, boop.
The only reason why I say it is because now you potentially could be, you know, stopping somebody else's opportunity.
They're not stopping any. I mean, if they're unable to come in,
right? So
then they won't come in, and we'll go to next up,
right? But
next woman up,
right? But so there's a spot that is being on hold, waiting for.
It's not on hold. It's just procedurally waiting for the individual to gain the permission to continue the interview process.
I understand that, but
it sounds personal. Wiggy has a horse in this race.
I don't have a horse, but if you're trying to get this opportunity, Kendra, right? Don't you think
I'm lost?
Well, Wiggy loves Sealy and Wiggy loves Kwani.
No. No, I say.
And he wants one of the two, if they're not the TBD, to get in.
No, I say. No. I say if you're all in, and I understand that you got to be careful, but if you can't be all in, then, you know, unfortunately, that stinks for you and somebody else's opportunity.
But the individual is all in.
Right, but her employer is not allowing her to do that. So say that individual came off.
So you're telling me that if the Patriots called tomorrow and they said they wanted you to join the coaching staff and they were going to pay you $250,000, you would just dart right out of here without figuring out whether or not you were going to have this opportunity around afterwards if they didn't give you the job or whatever?
Well, see, if
you sound fraudulent.
No, no. If they're not, if the Patriots are not guaranteeing me the job,
right,
then I'm either going to roll the dice and say, yep, I'm coming and hope that it works out, or I'm going to stay.
You're so full
of it. I mean, it's not fraudulent.
You're so full of it.
You either going to bet on yourself, right? Or you're going to bet on yourself, or you're going to stay where you are.
Or you're going to pee the bed.
Wiggy just wants to hang out with me again on Thursday. I think this is his way of asking.
Well, Kendra, don't.
Do I make you nervous?
No, no. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Just say yes so we can move on. Yes.
No, sure. I don't think Kendra does.
Well, she was about to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that I should not say anything because I want you guys to have the best candidate. Obviously, I would love to, you know, celebratory shotgun a truly at 6 a.m. But, you know, I want you guys to pick the best person for you, the best person for your show. And if they want it, then I think that they should have the opportunity.
It sounds like Wiggy's keeping the wood man down.
I ain't saying that.
He just wants to hang out with me.
Well, I ain't saying that one bit.
Here's a 508 text that says, Wiggy, you don't quit your job before you get a new one. That's one of the old, the texter is correct. That's one of the oldest rules
in the book.
But the number one
rule is either you betting on yourself or you waiting for somebody else to tell you where you need to go.
Built different.
What's the second rule?
Oh, you got to ask Tangway for that. That's Tangway's three tips.
This is Lloyd from Worcester. What's up, Lloyd?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, what's
Happy
going
Monday.
On? What's up?
I just wanted to say that I'm assuming that your guest host or candidate, I should say, for Thursday is going to be Meredith. Oh, good morning, Kendra, by the way.
Good morning.
I thought you were quite impressive last week.
Thank you.
However, Meredith is still my number one candidate.
And Kendra's second. Love you, too.
So Thursday, I hope that Nesson will be so kind as to give her the time that she needs to come on the show again.
I will inform you, or we will inform you over social media as soon as we can with regard to that individual who Wiggy clearly is afraid of when it comes to his candidate, Brittany, who he wants to get the job and has wanted to get the job from the get-go. No disrespect to you, but Wiggy loves Brittany.
No, I feel like this.
I dumped it, but it's gonna go out over Twitch.
Oh, what, Curtis?
Everybody knows who it is.
It's not. The caller said somebody else.
Hopefully, I'm his new favorite. Then
you would feel awful if candidate X.
I apologize.
We need a name for the individual.
Well, I didn't even know who that was. You were talking about.
We need a pseudonym.
That was clear. I would feel awful if candidate Z came in on Thursday, lost his or her job, and didn't get this job.
So it is Spaz.
maybe it's Spaz.
He is knee-high to a grasshopper.
Curtis, honestly, but yeah, that's fine. The Twitch, is there anybody watching on Twitch right now? Who knows? Maybe because Kendra's in here.
Good morning, Twitch.
Yeah, but what if you get a call from Candidate Z on Wednesday night, like, sorry, I can't do it.
Candidate Zod?
Yes. Sorry, I can't do it.
And they say they can't do it?
Right.
They wouldn't call on Wednesday and say that. They would inform us today. And then we would move on to whomever would be next.
What?
So, yeah.
I mean, if that's the way y'all are rolling,
Pretty open-minded, Wiggy.
It's been
Brittany since the jump for you. You're immovable.
I think that there's a ton of great candidates. And I feel like you got to bet on yourself in this situation. If this is what you want bad enough, that's the way I look at it. You bet on yourself. I remember I left the job going, I'm going to try out for a team, not knowing whether or not I was going to get that opportunity to make this team, but I had to bet on myself.
Right.
So I feel like that's what you have to. I understand
that. Were you under contract, a contract that you had signed with another team at the time?
No.
Okay.
I was working.
You understand that the individual is under a contract
that they
signed.
I understand that point.
Yeah.
I just have my first hater. It's all right.
Who's that?
You.
No, I ain't hating on you. If anything, I'm trying to help you out.
He's like, I'm choosing Britney. It's over. Uh-huh. You say your board is fluid, but is it?
Yeah, my board is definitely fluid. My board is fluid. I have you second on my board.
Aw,
see,
tender.
There you go.
All right. Number one is Condoleezza Rice.
We are going to take a quick break. A reminder that we are giving away Red Sox tickets during the 8 o'clock hour today. And I have yet another autographed Julian Edelman football. This one is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers official licensed football. So we'll give that away during the 9 o'clock hour this morning. And it is Tournament of Champions Week. And Kendra is here this morning. We're going to let her go shotgun a truly. And we will be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Nothing prevents a guy from coming back. As of right now, Julian Edelman says, I was going to play until the wheels came off. The wheel came off. Well, between now and November or December, they can put the wheel back on. That's what wheels do. I checked with the league. Since he's been cut, he won't be tested under the PED policy. He can go use whatever he was using when he got busted 3 years ago. Do what you have to do. Take what you have to take. Get yourself back to the point where your knee's in good shape. Cycle off. Show up. Get tested. Be clean. Play for the Buccaneers. Pursue what for him would be Super Bowl number 4. I am going to be surprised if that doesn't happen.
Full of it. He'd be surprised if that doesn't happen. He would be surprised if Julian Edelman is not a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers next season. Give me a break.
He's the most connected guy in the NFL, Greg.
Is he? I thought Schefter was.
Well, Schefter just is kind of like, he just gets texts from teams, but Florio talks to people.
Listen, Julian Edelman may be one of the most loyal guys that there is.
He can't do that.
Wiggy, think about it from a player perspective. He would destroy any and all goodwill that he has. And he's developed a lot of goodwill with the fans here. He would absolutely destroy any and all goodwill that he has with this region. Maybe he doesn't care. I mean, maybe he doesn't care. But I can't imagine that there would be another traitor. We got the two of them. Gronk and your guy Brady.
Yeah, but I think he was cut under the premise of like, I'm done.
Okay, but still, he was cut. And if he decides he wants to play again, the Patriots no longer have his rights. And Greg, if he goes next year, wins the Super Bowl with the Bucs, then retires in 10 years. Nobody's going to think about that.
No, they'll think about it. Because he put out the video. How do you put out a video, like basically, you know, tear running down your eye type of video?
At Gillette.
At Gillette.
You say Foxborough forever.
Right. And then
at the end of it.
What $60 sweatshirt right now at JE11.com.
Right.
Curtis, what does Foxborough forever mean? It doesn't mean for the next 3 months. It means forever. It means you're never going anywhere else.
Well, he's going to move to the West Coast. So what does the Foxborough forever even mean then?
Foxborough. Forever.
Think he's going to go to the Red Wing Diner every day and like hang out on Route 1?
It means like his career, his football career that we know Julian Edelman is going to always be known as. He started as a Patriot. He retired as a Patriot. Mm. That's why he says Foxborough forever. Even though, you know, you might not see him, but once every couple of years, the fact that if he were to do all that.
He didn't say Patriots forever. He said Foxborough forever.
Right, but if he were to do all that to have this video. And then a year later, go, oh, my knee's feeling great. I'm going to come out of retirement and then sign with the Buccaneers. And I heard Ken say this. He could help you in 3 or 4 games. And now he goes down there. And what if he helps the Buccaneers, like kind of like an A-B situation?
No, he can't. Never. How dare he?
What I think is Curtis is making it seem like it's a fact that if he goes to the Bucs, he's going to win a Super Bowl, which obviously they're the favorite. But what if he doesn't? Not only does he hurt his reputation, it wasn't worth it because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Ooh. It's pain on his body and whatever he's going to put in it to get there. I just don't think it's worth it.
Well, we talked about this on our show Saturday, and I had your mindset, Greg, he destroys his rep here. But we got a flood of calls and texts saying, I'd have no problem if he did that.
Really?
He gave it his all here. He put his body on the line. I was stunned, actually.
I actually think Brady would get more blame for doing this recruiting to remove people from the Patriots. I think there is a large group of Patriots fans that have sided with Belichick that would be more angry at Tom than they would be at Julian.
No. But why? He pulled a LeBron. He wanted to go play football with his friends and get the people together that he wanted to potentially win a Super Bowl, and that's what he did. You can't be mad at Tom, but you can be mad at Julian.
People can't stand LeBron James.
Can you be mad at Gronk?
I don't think so, no.
What?
Yeah, we put up a poll. Remember, we put the poll up, and people were like, I hate Gronk. He's a traitor.
Well, I think more people are bothered by what Gronk did than are bothered by what Tom Brady did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Which is stupid, because they tried to trade Gronk. Brady chose to leave. Like, they tried to get rid of Gronk.
But Ken, you're the only person who doesn't understand what happened with Brady and Belichick.
Okay.
So you're the one who's saying that he chose to leave. It's idiotic.
Gronk was, they tried to trade him. He didn't want to be traded. And then he goes, you know what? Seeing that I don't want to be traded to this specific place, I'm going to take my ball and retire. Mm-hmm. So he retires. And then all of a sudden, Brady goes where he goes. And now Gronk's like, oh, guess what? I'm going to take my ball and go play with Brady.
I can tell you this based on my lengthy emotional voice message that was left for me by Julian Bubs Edelman. He's not going to play anywhere.
You still
haven't heard that. Yeah,
Insider info.
We don't know if this mystery voice message even exists.
He could be the Shefty of New England.
I'm the right. Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm the Shefty of New England.
We found out that sometimes Shefty stuff is made up.
It was not a report.
What is this, Greg? Is this a report?
Would it be? I think actually in the message he says something that will put this discussion to rest for good and for final.
Would it be a
violation of? Of my friendship code to play that message on the air?
Like bro code?
No. Like, huh?
No.
Is it like that thing that just happened with KD, though?
Oh, my God. With Michael Rapaport?
Yes. No,
it's nothing like that.
Well,
he didn't say anything like that. I don't know. Maybe I could do that. Because I feel like the way in which he says one particular phrase may put this discussion to rest forever.
But if you do that, Kendra reveals your DMs to her, which could be very embarrassing.
Hey, I slid in his DM. Don't go after him.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. You notice?
I think
Kendra slid into my DMs.
Roasted.
Thank you very much.
If we get Julian Edelman some of Kendra's famous biscuits, I think he'll never leave.
As long as the dogs don't eat them, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Kendra showed up this morning and said the dog ate her homework. Like, she was going to make us homemade biscuits.
I have pictures.
And the dog ate them. And so now we have canned biscuits with honey.
Sorry.
Doesn't seem fair.
I will hand, it's not my dog, but I will hand deliver another batch this week.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is Marshall from New Hampshire. Hello, Marshall.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this whole thing about the job, you know, the commitment and, you know, Edelman is, you know, it's going to be looked bad upon if he doesn't finish up as a pitch. It's a job. Why do you work? I mean, why did you come over, Greg? Why did you come over from the old show to this show?
Money.
It's a job.
That's the bottom of the job. Right. Exactly. So if there isn't a job here and there is a job somewhere else, you go where the job is. You go where the money is.
Right.
Because at the end of it all.
On the old station at AAF, if I said, hey, I'm retiring, the wheels came off, my voice doesn't work anymore, I can't do this job anymore, and then 3 months later I showed up over here, I think people would think I was fraudulent.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue. It's not like Edelman is worried about making the mortgage payment on Comm Ave next month and that he needs to go out and get himself a job. I don't know.
Because if that was the case, he wouldn't have had this retirement.
They finally have fallen off.
Yeah.
He would have said, all right, I'm going to rehab for a couple months. Maybe I'm going to take this year off, but my focus is I'm going to come back and play next year.
I don't think
that's
he has
what
a chip
wheels
on his shoulder.
Do.
Huh?
He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder.
Like, what do you mean by saying, all right, I'm going to take a year off?
I don't think he has anything to prove.
Right, but so that's my point.
And then Greg
and I agree that if he now all of a sudden comes back and plays for Tampa Bay,
it's fraudulent.
Like, bruh.
100%, I agree.
But it's not going to be all of a sudden. It won't be until next October/November. So you know the attention span of an American sports fan?
Mm-hmm.
It's minuscule. If it's October, Edelman's feeling better. He's off whatever he was doing. I'm sure perfectly legal. And then he signs with the Bucks. and he plays very similarly to how Gronk was used last year by Bruce Arians.
Right.
They save him for the playoffs. He gives them 4 to 5 good games. The Patriots go 7-10. The Bucs win the Super Bowl. They're not going to be talking about how Edelman is this traitor, this a-hole. They're going to be mad at Belichick for letting all these guys go.
No, they would,
and for cutting Edelman.
No, they would say, if Bill goes, Julian said he was done, he didn't want to play. If Julian goes, hey, Bill, I still want to play, but I'm going to, you know, I need some time to see if my body can do it. And then he go, okay, we're going to put you on the retirement exempt list, you know. So if you decide you want to come back, you can come back and maybe you can help us in that 4, 5, 6 playoff run like you said.
So why did they cut him?
Because he probably said, listen, I'm
done.
He
asked for it.
Yeah, he said, I'm done with it, right? So I'm retiring. So,
but they cut him first so he could get the injury settlement if he never played again. All that changes now is if he signs with the Bucs, he just has to return the $2 million back to the Patriots, and he's in the NFL.
Is Florio in that report saying essentially that Edelman retired so he can go and take PEDs and then come back once everything is cleared up?
That's how I heard it.
Sheesh.
I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, that was kind of.
That's also
like,
assuming something about a guy that.
Well, that's, I mean, he's basically saying.
Well,
listen,
he got popped for PEDs, yeah. Greg. I know you ignored that.
Yes, he did. He went and got something at GNC. He didn't know what it was. He didn't know what was in it. It was a smoothie.
Yeah. The video puts it over Minkovich. The edge.
Bad advice from Minkovich. You better be careful. Minkovich listens to this program. You're going to get yourself in trouble with life.
It happened. Are we just going to put our heads in the sand and pretend it didn't happen?
He's woke.
But that's what Florio was saying. Like, here's a guy that used this to get healthy before, so he can just do what he did before and not have to worry about getting tested. And then, you know, when he knows he's going to come back, take however long, a month off, let it get out of your system, and now you're healthy, you're good to go, and I want to come back.
How would you feel if Danielle ended up on a morning show with Pebbles?
Ooh.
After what she said to us?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Is that the same exact
thing? That's a perfect example of... It, you know, how people would look at Danielle as a traitor. All the fans that love Danielle, if she showed up on a morning show with Pebbles, I would be like, yo, Danielle, what is you doing?
Yep. LB, what are you doing?
I mean, what if tomorrow morning Kendra ends up on WBZ reading the news in the morning?
Oh, my Lord. Gary LaPierre will roll over in his grave.
It's real biscuits.
Oh, my gosh. You had to throw me under the bus, Kenneth?
You can't have, like, retirement videos with tears running down your eyes.
No.
I mean, that's why people look at Gronk like that, because they're like, you know, he was basically crying about how bad his body hurt, and then 6-8 months later.
I'm going to put this to rest. I'm going to play the message. Speaking of tears, so we'll play it when we come back. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to the dumbest of the day coming up. I have Red Sox tickets to give away this morning during the 8 o'clock hour, so be listening for those. And then, are we still giving away the autographed Julian Edelman New England Patriots football during the 9 o'clock hour? I think we should, right?
I mean, I guess you can, but be careful because you might be getting a Buccaneers one.
We will. Quick reminder that you can stream this program wherever you are on the new Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. So if you have yet to download the Odyssey app, do it today, and then you can take us wherever you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.